flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It is time to ask the CLO. Ask the black CLO. All right, here we go. Rochelle in Piscataway says, I let my man move in with me, but he will not help me keep the house clean. His personal belongings are everywhere, and I've told him that he's a guest here. He said it's his house, too, since he pays the bills. Why would he think that?
Well, you invited him to live with you. Mm-hmm. So now that's where he lives. And now he live, and you invited him in there for financial support. And now he paying the bills, and he has every right to feel like it's his house too. Because you invited him in and he pays the bills. Now, does that make it right for him to lay his stuff all over the place? Absolutely not. But you didn't bank on that. You didn't know that's what came with it. But that's what happened when you move in with people you really don't know. But you should have had some inkling of this. You've been over his house.
Yeah.
Now, unless he moved directly from his mama's house to your house, you wouldn't know this. But if he had his own place, you know that. But you invited him to live with you for financial gain. So now he over there paying all the bills. And you invited him there. Yeah, he looking at it. Why would he think that? So you think he over there just paying bills at the house and he don't get no rights? So I'm not saying that laying the clothes around is right, but you don't. That's, maybe he a sloppy dude, and that's how he is.
Pay the cleaning bill.
Yeah, you can. Like in my house, you can tell I've been in the room.
Why?
Because I leave stuff places.
What do you mean you leave stuff?
You know, a cup, a shoe, some. You know.
You don't clean like up at all, do you?
You don't. You just lay it down?
I mean, last time you made the bed up, see?
Made the bed?
Yeah.
You make bed?
Yeah, make the bed up.
No, come on, man. I kid you not. I don't even...
All right, we're moving on.
I promise you I ain't made no bed up. Now, I have rinsed a plate off and something like that, set it on the side of the sink. I wiped off a counter if I spill something. You know, I ain't trifling. Oh. You know, if I drop some food on the floor I'm eating, I'm going to pick it up. But I'm just like going to get the vacuum. I don't vacuum clean. I have no idea where it is. I ain't seen it, wouldn't know how to cut it on, nothing.
Do you have a Swifter, Steve? Do you have a Swifter for your hardwood floors?
Yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
You got a Swifter?
I do too.
Yeah. Okay, that's right.
Okay, hold on. Y'all, hold on.
I remember you were talking about that earlier. Swifter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Where your Swifter
all right,
at,
well,
Steve?
Good for you, Steve.
Where your Swifter at?
Where the vacuum is, where they store all the appliances.
Your cleaning tools.
Yeah. You ain't got no damn
all right, we're moving on.
I don't even know what
Kareem in Tulsa. Kareem says, my dad came by last weekend, and I could not help but notice him staring at my wife's boobs and butt when she was in his presence. After he left, my wife told me that if I don't say something to my dad, she will. What am I supposed to say?
Quit looking at my damn wife.
Hey, Dad, when you come over there, you be staring at Glenda and it make her uncomfortable.
Yeah, I be looking at her.
I don't be staring at Glenda.
That's how he talks.
I don't be staring at Glenda. Daddy, she's noticed it and I've noticed it. And Dad, you got to pull up, man.
Uh-huh. Big booty Glenda.
Yeah. That's all you can say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully it works.
Daughter-in-law. Well,
I don't know what she gonna say, though.
She's gonna let him have it.
You ready to say it.
All right. Moving on to Olanda in Kingston. Olanda writes, my boyfriend was supposed to be in New York on a work trip, and he used a piece of my luggage. I put air tags in all of my bags in case they get lost. He removed my air tag before he left town. Why would he take it out? Is he up to something?
Well, see, from your boyfriend's standpoint, he didn't take them out. He don't know what happened to them air tags. Where you put them at. I didn't even know you had no air tag.
That's his line.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, he got to go that route.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Because he was not in New York.
He was up to something.
I'm just saying he has an out with them air tags. I didn't take your air tags out, and I don't know nothing about your air tags. When did you put air tags in there?
Oh, just play stupid. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Now we gotta start checking for the air tag.
Oh. This world is moving.
Now see, yeah. I'm where I say I'm going. So you put air tags on, you know. Put my iFi, my phone on there, find locator, all that. I don't care. Yeah.
Life 360.
I'm here.
All right, last one, Steve. This is from Keisha in Chattanooga. Keisha writes, my husband hates noise, and we got in a hand-slapping fight after he turned my radio down in my car. He's mad because I scratched his hands with my ring, but I told him not to ever turn my music down. Should I apologize for injuring him?
Wow. Y'all in there that serious? Y'all hitting each other about this radio?
A hand slapping fight.
Especially if she listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Slap his hand. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't
recommend hand slapping fights and nothing with your girl. I can't recommend
none of that.
Yeah.
Because if you had hurt her hand, bro. Oh,
yeah,
true. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, you do owe him an apology for doing that. Because I told him, don't ever turn my. He ain't your child now.
But it was her car, though.
I don't give a damn what it is.
What was she?
I'm not your child. You know, I told you don't ever turn my music down. Who are you talking to?
Three.
I ain't feel like hearing it that loud today, so yeah, I turn it down. Because we adults and we riding in the car. Just because I'm in your car and you got this song up here cranked all up, I ain't go. Come on now. Marriage is compromise.
Yeah. I'd get in there with some headsets on. I wouldn't listen to her ass at all. I'd just in there riding by myself with my headset.
My music. Put your AirPods and all that.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here learning. That's what I was doing.
So, Steve, what?
Wait, so what? Does she owe him an apology? Yes, she does. But listen to the letter. She said, I told him, don't ever turn my music down.
Yeah.
Ever? Ever. Uh-huh. Under no circumstance.
In my car, she said.
Lady, come on now. You know, if I'm nine and you taking me to the park or something like that, I understand. Or you giving me a ride to school, I got what you said. But I'm an adult. No, man. I told him, don't ever turn my music down.
Pick your battles.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.